Blog Talk Radio.
What? Okay, so what are the words? So now, what word is I'm sure what it is?
This is Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. Today we're going to venture into the world of extreme sports. Extreme sports are a favorite among younger athletes. These sports are hip and they've gotten a lot of mainstream attention. Since they're dangerous, many people wonder, why do people do extreme sports? Some athletes say it's the adrenaline rush, the excitement of doing something deadly. But what do you think? Well, today we have world-renowned Vicky Gomez, who is the BMX 2015 world champion. Hey, Vicky, are you on the phone?
Hey, I am here. How are you?
I am great. And Vicky is calling us from Luxembourg. How is it over there in Luxembourg right now?
Well, it's a little bit cold. Still, it's the beginning of spring, so the weather is not really as good as in Spain, where I'm from, you know.
Right. And you're from Madrid, right?
Yeah, I'm from Madrid City. Yeah, but I've been living in Luxembourg for the last 5 years.
Oh, nice. Well, Vicky Gomez, like I was saying, is the 2015 World BMX Champion. He is currently training for the 2016 competition season. And when is the competition going to start?
It's going to start in Switzerland on the 21st of May. And then we have another 4 stops that are going to be in Germany, Canada, and then it's going to go in Malaysia, and the final is going to be in Brazil.
Oh, wow. You're going to be a world traveler.
Yeah. That's what we do we travel a lot with our sport. So that's pretty cool.
Right. So you have been doing BMX for a really long time. You've been doing it since the age of 14, right?
Yeah, exactly. I started BMX freestyle since I was 14, and since I was 7 years old, I had a small BMX, but it was not a freestyle bike, so I didn't know that I could do tricks with that.
Right. So you were 7 when you got your first bike. Can you tell us about that? Like, who did you get your first bike from?
I got it from my father, and the thing is, like, in Spain, these movies of BMX Bandits, that's an Australian movie where Nicole Kidman was very famous. So back then, every kid had a BMX bike. And then we have also the movie Rad, that is from the US. So these two movies made a big impact in Spain. So every kid from 7 to 12 had a BMX. It was a Spanish brand called California. And then it was pretty cheap. So everybody had a BMX. And in my neighborhood, I play with maybe 12, 15 kids. Every day, we just go around the bikes. So that was pretty fun.
Right. Well, that's great. And I know, you know, you've done so much with Flatland. And you also do a little freestyle, too?
Yeah, mostly flatland, because at some point you just need to focus on one discipline if you really want to be good in one of the disciplines.
Exactly. And can you tell us a little bit about exactly what's involved with flatland?
Well, we use the BMX bike. We have pegs on the wheels, and we do tricks on the flat ground, and we have infinity possibilities. So the most important that you need when you ride a flatland bike is you use your imagination, because you can do basically whatever that comes to your mind. Everything is possible, so you just need to practice and train for it, and you need to have fun doing it also.
Right, exactly. And that, you know, that's the biggest thing. I was an athlete and a coach myself, and it's always, you know, if you're not having fun doing it, then you probably need to rethink what you're doing. So that is definitely important.
Yeah, that's the most important. I think when you have fun doing something, you don't even realize the effort that it takes to become good in that.
Oh, we actually have a caller on the line. So let's see what question our caller has. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello. Yeah, hey.
We're on the phone with Vicky Gomez. And what is your name?
Blaze.
Hey, Blaze. You can ask Vicky anything you want. He is here to answer any questions that you have. So what would you like to ask Vicky Gomez?
Well, I was going to ask him, is there any special diet he has, you know, being an extreme athlete, you know, does he stick to a strict diet or does he just kind of eat whatever and, you know, just kind of, I don't know, just rely on the sport to keep him healthy or what's the deal about that?
Usually I didn't have a diet, never. But it was when I was age 29 when I have a really problems with my low back. And then I visited a doctor and they said that actually I should change my diet because anything that I eat that is not healthy is affecting my muscles in my stomach. So if my muscles in my stomach are affected, it affects mm-hmm. my low back as well. So.
Cool.
So I changed my diet. I did some changes. I didn't use things like rice or pasta or bread. I stopped eating pork and I eat meat only once a week. So I basically changed to fish and mostly vegetables and fresh food.
Cool. That's awesome. I got two more questions.
Yeah.
How much longer do you think it'll be that you'll do BMX and, you know, extreme sports since you've been in it for, what, 20 years?
Yeah, 20 years now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, since I changed my diet 5 years ago, I actually,
right.
it changed my whole life. And suddenly I lost weight and I was in better shape and I have more energy and my riding level became much higher. So.
Gotcha.
At the moment, as I'm 35 now, but I never felt better as I feel now, and I'm still progressing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I haven't reached the top yet.
Gotcha. That's really cool. And then last question. I am a male cheerleader. I do tumbling and you know, I stunt girls up above my head and, you know, all that stuff. And you know, in our sport, we don't get a lot of recognition for what we do because it is, I think it's a sport. But would you, and many people don't think it's an actual sport. Many people think it's, you know, we just go out and just kind of rah-rah. Would you consider, you know, cheerleading or tumbling an extreme sport or sport, you know, and or not? And why?
Well, I think it's as long as you consider it as a sport, is good. And I think anyway, any kind of self-expression doing sports is a sport and an art. And this is a little
right.
bit what happened to Flatland. Some people ask, like, is this art? Is this a sport? Or actually, it's both, you know?
Right.
So I mean, I wouldn't care so much about what the people say. Like, Flatland has been always the most discriminated discipline in BMX.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you believe in it, I think this is what matters, and you can take it to whatever level that you want if you work hard for it, I think.
Right, right. Well, thank you for
answering
my
questions. Well, thank you so much for answering his questions. Yeah, we really appreciate that,
welcome.
Vicky. That was awesome. All right, Blaze, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, so what are one or two things that you currently do in training, Vicky, that you think are keys to your success?
Well, in my case, since we do freestyle and it's like we have infinity possibilities, what I do, which is I think is my key, is to try as many styles as possible as I can, because if you have a wide open possibilities of tricks, then you are going to be more creative. And then when every year you need to come up with new tricks, you can actually have more chances to develop new creativity possibilities.
Right.
And this is
why
I practice all kind of things. And then this way I don't get bored. Like some writers
right.
do the same all the time. But
exactly. Well, we have another caller on the phone, Vicky. And hello, caller. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And what is your name?
I'm Brad Abercrombie.
Oh, hey, Brad. Brad, we have on the phone Vicky Gomez, the 2015 World BMX Champion. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask him?
Yes. Out of all your accomplishments, what would you still like to accomplish?
Well, actually, this is a good question because once you have reached everything that you ever dream, it's difficult to want more. But I think my next goal is actually to give something back to the world, the way I can inspire people and motivate people to believe in what they dream. So if I can do it through my bike, going around the world and giving good vibes, I think this is, and I can inspire maybe two persons that can become something that they want. This is actually my biggest goal now.
That's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you, Brad. Do you have any other questions for Vicky before I let you go?
Oh, no. Not at this time.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And again, those of you that are just listening in, this is Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison, and I am on the line with Vicky Gomez. Vicky is the 2015 world champion for BMX. He is currently training for the 2016 competition, so hopefully he's going to take that title too. He has been doing BMX since the age of 14, so over 20 years in his sport. So if you want to call in, be sure to call our phone number, which is 516-531-9649, and you can ask Vicky anything. He is willing to answer any of those deep, dark questions that you have for him. So please give us a call again at 516-531-9649. So, Vicky, what do you think your biggest challenge has been?
I think, you know, after X Games, the last X Games we were was in 2004. I think X Games dropped Flatland from the program. So,
gotcha.
Let's say 2 years after, most of the riders quit, and they were like
right.
my best friends, and they were only like 3 years older than me. And it was for me, I think that it was a time where I was also about to quit, but I was like, my sponsors still wanted to support me, so I was like, actually, I'm going to ride even more and harder because I have the chance that my friends don't have, and they were actually the
right.
ones who gave me inspiration to ride. So there were some tough years, 3 years, that I didn't really know where to go, but when I just kept riding, I never quit, and it really paid back. Like, my career
right.
went really high after that.
Well, that's
so
great. Well, we have another caller right now. Caller, are you on the phone?
Yes, hello.
Hey,
hello.
How
can
are you? What's your name?
My name is Wes. I'm very good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Wes, we're on the line with Vicky Gomez. Do you have any questions for Vicky? He is willing to answer anything.
All right. Good afternoon, Vicky. I did want to ask you, I haven't done this for over 20 years. What would you say your worst injury is or was?
Well, hi, how are you? So,
very good.
My worst injury, I think the back problems and the constant pain during these last 20 years has been the worst injury because until the last 2 years, now I have been really suffering a lot of pain, and it's constant pain in the back. The pain changes positions, you know, like places, and I mean, my really worst was I have dislocated my shoulder. That was actually the worst, but I was lucky because it was only half dislocated for 2 minutes. So after 3 weeks, I was back, and never again anything happened. And then my low back has been really the worst, but I found a solution to solve it. I stretch every morning before breakfast, and then I didn't have low back problems for the last 3 years now. So I learned with age and experience how to avoid all this pain that I have been suffering. So now it's better than ever.
That's great to hear. So
you always learn
years.
More with age, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's how it works. Wes, do you have any other questions? Because we have another caller waiting.
No, I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Wes. Hello, caller.
Hi.
We are on the line with the Vicky Gomez. You want to ask him a question?
I just have one question for Vicky. Are you single?
No, I'm actually engaged right now.
Ah, too bad. Congratulations, though.
Oh, thank you. That was it?
Caller, do you have any other questions? Are you there?
Hello?
All right, I guess she hung up after she got that information. So since you're taken, she doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
Sorry.
So, Vicky, so when is the wedding planned for?
It's in 1.5 months, on the 28th of May, we're going to marry it, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. Well, we actually have another caller on the line. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, caller. We have Vicky Gomez on the phone. Would you like to ask Vicky a question?
Well, first of all, I'd like to comment, I guess. You're from Madrid?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I've been to Madrid. I love Madrid. I would love to go back tomorrow. It's an awesome place.
Right.
My question, though, is as a BMX athlete, what influence do you feel that you have, like, over children? What things can you do with some children to develop their interest in the sport?
Sorry, could you repeat the question? Like, what do you mean?
Children.
Yeah.
I think Vicky's asking that if children were wanting to get into BMX, what advice would you have for them?
Okay, when I was a children, teenager, you know, BMX was a movement for us. I think for our generation in the 90s, BMX was more than a sport. It became like a lifestyle, and we were part of something. So for me, this is the best advice I can give, that whatever you choose to do should be more than just a hobby. You should make it like your lifestyle and really put passion in it, because regardless if you are professional or not, as long as you feel that you belong to something and you find your identity with that, this is what is going to give you a lot of good values to learn things in life in general, I think.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Having fun. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Do you have any other questions? All right, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
All right, so we are on the line with Vicky Gomez. And if you have any other questions, we've got about 10 minutes left in the show. So call us at 516-531-9649, and you can ask Vicky anything, which obviously we've already had some of those phone calls. So thank you for those of you that have already called in and asked Vicky all your deepest, darkest questions. Feel free to call in again at 516-531-9649. So, Vicky, what is the best advice that you've ever been given?
Well, that's a tough one. I think maybe that life is not always good things, and that you should also accept the bad things and that you should learn from them. And I think if you have this mindset, you can really have a different philosophy and perspective of life, and you can actually deal with good and bad things in a different way. So maybe that was a pretty good advice, I think.
Right. And that's always a good thing to learn from, and and to know. So what do you see as far as the future for Vicky Gomez?
Well, I don't know. I want to keep being involved in BMX because it's my passion and my love. And as I said before, I want to give back to the new generations. I want to give back to the kids in the world. And where I see myself is just motivating people and trying to inspire people through my sports. You know, maybe you get inspired seeing me, but it doesn't mean that you need to ride BMX, but maybe you are like, okay, this guy made his career out of his passion, and maybe you have a passion, so maybe it motivates you to keep doing what you want, because in a way, I think this is the secret of life, and we all have a mission, and I just hope I can help people to maybe have the courage to go for what they want and accomplish their mission in life.
Right. I totally agree. If you can just inspire one person by showing your talents, then you've accomplished something great.
Yeah, yeah. And I think this is what many pros did. That's what the effect of many pro riders in Flatland did with me. And I think I have to give back, you know. This is like a responsibility feeling that I have.
Right. And what have you done already to give back?
Well, I did a lot of shows in Africa and in Asia, like the countries that are undeveloped countries. I did a lot of shows in undeveloped countries, and it's great to see the reaction, how when the people see you riding, like people and the kids start screaming, and when you finish the shows, they come and hug you. And what I wish is like I could come up with a cheap bike like when I started, and that like these guys can buy a bike like that, you know, because I think they are like how we were in Spain 20 years ago, you know. So I just think that some countries need a lot of help. And in the other countries where the kids can buy bikes, I just want to motivate them to, if they really love Flatland, to just stick on it and believe that they can make a living out of it, you know, like in Japan or the US or Europe, you know. Like, I think the new generations need to be a little bit stronger now and you know, understand that things don't come so easy. Oh, I hope that they can really fight for that and don't give up.
Right. So through visiting some of these countries, what is a story that you can tell us from, you know, meeting some of these kids? Like, maybe you have an actual story that happened.
Well, actually, yeah, many stories. But I remember we were in South Africa and we were doing a tour. Like, sometimes we just freestyle and stop in different places to promote. It was a Red Bull tour. And then we saw all these kids going out of the school and we were like, hey, let's make a show for them. Just like that. And it was one of the best moments in my life. Like, it was like maybe, I don't know, 50 kids, and they were screaming, jumping. They were about maybe 10 years old. And when we finished the show, we got like this massive human hug. And I don't know, I was blown away. Like, you know, I was doing what I love to do, and it can create this effect. So this was a memorable moment for sure.
Well, that's an amazing feeling, and I think it's great what you're doing to give back, because that is so important, you know, to spread your talents around the world and have other people learn from it and be inspired by it. So that's, you know, very impressive of you.
Well, yes, it just comes naturally. Honestly, it's how I see life, and if I can ride and my riding creates happiness somewhere, I want to be there, you know.
Right. So why, I know a lot of athletes say that they do extreme sports because they want the adrenaline rush. Why do you do BMX?
Well, I do it because I love it, and I love the risk, because I think I think anything in life, there is a risk in everything. When you drive your car, when you walk and you cross the road, you know, like, this is the beauty of life, that we can understand that there is a risk and we can live with it. Because if we hide in our home, you know, you're going to be safe, but you're not going to live life. And I think the beauty of life is like, is the risk, and that you can lose everything, but, you know, that we still go on. This is beautiful, I think.
Right. So what advice do you have for somebody that is currently an amateur athlete, but they're wanting to become a professional? What is your advice to them?
Well, my first advice is, like, they should truly and fully enjoy what they're doing, and they should not have, like, dreams based on fame or achievement or stepping on others' people, you know? Like, I think they really should have this mentality, like, they're doing a personal challenge, and they should be happy whatever the result is, because you might not maybe be able to achieve the biggest dream, but I think if you have this mindset where you are happy with any small things that you achieve, I think this is what is going to take you far. Or at least this is what worked for me.
Right. Well, that's great advice. And I know you're currently training for the 2016 competition season. Are you doing anything different this year with your training?
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually using a different consistency technique, which is pulling all my hard tricks together. So I have, like, different level of tricks, because, you know, in a competition you feel different every time. So you need to be prepared.
Right.
And if you only have one kind of tricks, you know, and you don't pull them, maybe you fail, but you should be able to have, like, level 1, level 2, and level 3. So level 1 is very good, level 2 is pretty cool, and I'm working on the level 3, which is the highest level. And I think by the end of the season, which is after August, maybe level 3 tricks will be ready, and then is when I can achieve the biggest competitions and the biggest prize money, you know?
Right. And how often do you train?
I train every day, about 5 hours a day, 5 days a week.
So there you have it, listeners. If you are wanting to be like the great Vicky Gomez, you're going to have to do a lot of training, maybe change your diet, and, you know, really know that you love the sport. I think he's given us some great advice. This is your last opportunity. We've got about 2 minutes left in the show. If you'd like to call in and ask Vicky Gomez any questions, call in at 516-531-9649 and ask him anything. So how do you set your goals, Vicky?
To be honest, I think they mostly come to my life. Like, honestly, I just keep riding hard and progressing. And when you have this, I think life keeps opening doors and opportunities for you. And the only thing I try to be is, like, try to be awake and aware, so I can read the signs and know when a door is open, and go in it, you know? This is how I do it, and like you say, as long as I can keep on writing and doing what I love, this is what I care, and everything is a plus, you know? Everything extra is just welcome, but it's a plus, you know?
Exactly. So what do you think your biggest accomplishment is so far?
Well, I think last year I won the World Championships. I won the NORA Cup by the U.S. Ride BMX magazine. So winning these two things in 1 year is, honestly, with 34 years old, that was for me the highest ever I could imagine.
Right.
And then I proposed to my fiance, and then we got engaged, and then that was the best year of my life, you know. So it's gonna be difficult to have a better year than this, but I can say that I'm really happy now how things are, and really motivated to to keep on riding and traveling and having fun with my small bike, you know?
Right. Well, Vicky, we wish you so much luck in the 2016 competition season. And again, this was Amateur Sports Talk with Coach Allison. We have been talking to Vicky Gomez, the 2015 BMX champion. And next year, he's going to win that title of 2016 champion. So good luck to you, Vicky, and thank you
so
much for being on our show.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to give some of my words to you. And, yeah, keep doing what you love, whatever it is.
Well, thank you, Vicky. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. And
have a good day. All right, bye. All right, you too. Bye.
Bye.